All prizes are fair game. We feel it's important to stress that we don't have any problem with someone wanting to be phenomenally wealthy or to have a gorgeous house, a fancy car, beautiful clothes, hot sex, lots of fun, plenty of free time for travel, and pretty much any other non-exploitative desire. We want you to revel in these prizes of life as a human. The key for us is to encourage you to have and pursue these goals consciously. That is, in alignment with your core values and purpose, and through the expression of your gifts. Seeing the big picture of how you relate to the world and yourself. Admiring the material stuff without confusing it as the source of true happiness. Making lifestyle choices with minimal negative impact, if any, on the planet and its inhabitants. And recognizing your unbelievably good fortune. Everyone, even the most enlightened being, has preferences. There's nothing unevolved about wanting your life to look a certain way, only in the inability to make the most of it when it doesn't look that way. After saying to the universe, "I am thoroughly grateful to be alive, to be healthy to whatever extent you are, to have my needs met to whatever extent they are," it's then completely reasonable to follow with, "And also, my preference would be to have more money, to be healthier, to be in a happy and loving relationship, to have a peaceful mind, to have a job that allows me to use my gifts and earn a good income, to have more time for play and cheer enjoyment," and so on. Just choose and trust. Many of our clients and dream book users have told us it's difficult for them to choose their prizes, so they get stuck at this stage. The most fundamental reason why it's hard to choose is a fear of regret. You think you'll make the wrong choice, or that you'll miss out on what you didn't choose. From this perspective, choosing may feel like a trap. Keeping many options open by not choosing or having one foot out the door appears to protect your freedom and ensure a greater chance of success, since you'll be available if something better comes along. But if anything, the opposite is true. When you avoid making a decision, you limit your success because not choosing is, of course, a choice of avoidance and stagnation. Until you choose, you're resisting the flow of life and impeding growth and progress. You may believe that if you just keep thinking about it, you'll eventually arrive at the perfect answer. But this state of so-called analysis paralysis keeps you mired in rumination without action, and your fear of missing the best opportunity may cause you to miss the best opportunity. The perfect choice you're holding out for may never come, and even if it does, you can still feel trapped and afraid of regret. Action creates clarity. Within the fear of making the wrong choice is the belief that choosing one path will cause all other options to disappear. But it's simply not true. Besides, as long as you avoid choosing, these options aren't even real. All paths are theoretical until you choose one and start walking down it. Imagine that you're standing at a crossroads. Four roads extend only a few bricks in each direction because they represent options that haven't yet been taken. A team of masons awaits your decision and will continue paving the road that you select, always a few feet in front of you. You may believe that the right path should be more obvious. From this vantage point, no path may seem to lead to your desired destination, but the truth may be that you simply can't see that far ahead. Perhaps the path curves around some bushes and disappears. All you can do is follow the signs, trust yourself, and start walking. The moment you choose, you initiate movement, the cure for stagnation. The path materializes in front of you, new choices appear, and if you pay attention, you'll be shown the next steps. The magic doesn't happen until you really, wholeheartedly choose. Making and committing to a choice can be tremendously relieving, even if you're not sure it's the perfect choice. As the saying goes, the journey matters more than the destination, But choosing a destination, or many destinations, that is, your prizes, is of vital importance. What kind of person do you want to be? How do you want your life to look? What do you want to share with the world? When you consciously choose, you invoke a magnetism that brings a multitude of positive qualities with it, such as curiosity, amusement, fascination, momentum, challenge, and determination. These alone are worth the price of admission, but where these qualities will take you is even better.